Last week, independent journalist Alex Berenson reported that a preschool-aged child died of a cardiorespiratory arrest after taking a dose of Moderna's COVID-19 mRNA vaccine during its clinical trials. Despite federal requirements to report all trial information, the company withheld the truth for years as it raked in billions from its COVID-19 shots. The extent of the cover-up remains unknown, but Moderna, headed by CEO Stefan Bancel, disregarded federal law requiring companies to report summary results information, including adverse event information, for specified clinical trials of drug products, to clinicaltrials.gov. The company, not the government, is responsible for posting all results, and failure to report the death of a child constitutes a clear breach of U.S. law, which threatens civil action against any party that falsifies, conceals, or covers up by any trick, scheme, or device a material fact. To this point, pharmaceutical companies have remained largely immune for their role in perpetrating globally scaled deception, resulting in thousands of vaccine injuries and billions in profits. They have enjoyed a liability shield courtesy of the PREP Act, which offers protections for injuries resulting from vaccines. That indemnity, however, does not extend to non-compliance with federal regulations, material misstatements or omissions of fact, or other offenses. The death of the child only became known because of an obscure European report released last year, which revealed that Moderna has known about the death for over 2 years while it continues to advertise COVID-19 shots to children as young as 6 months old. Moderna's European filing also revealed that the company withheld trial results demonstrating that children under 12 who received the vaccine were 10 times more likely than those who received the placebo to suffer serious side effects. Without any evidence, Moderna claimed that the side effects, including the death of a child, were unrelated to the shots. The incoming Trump administration offers a rare opportunity to hold pharmaceutical companies accountable and to investigate the depth of the cover-up. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is responsible for enforcing the reporting of vaccine trial results, but recent heads of the agency, such as Scott Gottlieb and Robert Califf, have been fanatical supporters of Big Pharma. Donald Trump's choice for FDA, Dr. Marty Makary, presents a stark contrast to his predecessors. Makary has criticized the U.S. government's reluctance to acknowledge the role of natural immunity in preventing COVID-19 infection, and he opposed the widespread vaccination of children. He testified to Congress, "In the U.S. we gave thousands of healthy kids myocarditis for no good reason, they were already immune. This was avoidable." President-elect Trump has tapped Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., perhaps the most well-known critic of the COVID-19 vaccines, to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the FDA. He has named Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, an author of the Great Barrington Declaration, as his choice to head the National Institutes of Health. Further, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, told Berenson that he plans to subpoena the FDA once Republicans become the majority party in the U.S. Senate this month. President Trump's first term was ultimately defined by his failure to fulfill his pledge to drain the swamp. A corrupt bureaucracy, personified in many ways by Dr. Anthony Fauci, aided and abetted by advisors like his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, hijacked the president's agenda. Now, the Trump administration has an unlikely yet monumental opportunity for health reform, which can start on January 20th with an investigation into Moderna's cover-up. The COVID-19 response doomed Trump 1.0. Whether one regards this as a monumental error, the betrayal of a president by his advisors, an event beyond the president's control, or a deeper and more complex plot involving everything and everyone associated with the government, both in the U.S. and around the world, there is no question of the scale of the calamity for the public. The shots are part of that, the capstone failure of a long line of foreshadowing with lockdowns and all that was associated with pre-pharmaceutical interventions. The antidote came not as a cure, but, for many, the disease itself. There must be truth, if not justice. Originally published by Brownstone Institute.